Birthday of the church. Happy birthday. Oh, yeah, one more time with feeling. That's why you aren't invited to so many birthday parties. A little excitement, a little joy. Celebrate. Consider this our birthday party. And like any good birthday party, we will have a meal, fellowship. We need some activities. So, do you remember this one? All together, here is the church, here is the steeple, open up the doors, there's all the people. You'll be thinking about that later this week. Here are all the people. God's Spirit abides in his people. But I must confess, I struggle with the Spirit. I struggle with the Spirit on many, many levels, but just getting my mind wrapped around the Spirit, trying to understand the Spirit, trying to identify the Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? I do know that it is the Spirit of God that makes us church, the ecclesia, the community gathered together, the people of God, the body of Christ. It is the Spirit of God that prompts us to do the good and to be good. It is the Spirit of God that urges us to pray. It is the Spirit of God that changes hearts from being hard and stony and cold as ice into hearts that are warm and alive. It is the Spirit of God that changes those who are full of fear to be afraid no more. It is the Spirit of God that assures us that no matter what life throws at us, no matter what happens, we are never alone. God is always present to us. God is always there for us. It is the Spirit of God in which we can forgive and be forgiven. The Spirit of God abides here in his people. God's Spirit is at work among us. God's Spirit is at work through us. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and their holy and life-giving Spirit. Amen.